Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the next in our series where we're really learning how to do what Teresa of Avila called discursive meditation, to really think about the Word of God, to apply it to our lives, and then to choose a concrete resolution, because it's by means of the resolution that we begin to bear the fruit that Jesus is looking for. A change of life, a life of virtue. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. After the three temptations of Jesus in the desert, his public ministry was launched at the wedding at Cana. And this event helps us to understand why we pray to Mary and the saints. One thing the Catholic Church is known for is encouraging devotion to the saints. We have long litanies asking the saints to pray for us. We have novenas and special devotions to St. Anthony for finding things, to St. Joseph for buying a house. I used to have a little statue of St. Joseph given to me by one of the Little Sisters of the Poor, and I then sometimes would lose my statue of St. Joseph, so I would have to ask St. Anthony to find St. Joseph for me. And Teresa, you particularly like the devotion to St. Jude for impossible causes. But why? Why don't we just go straight to Jesus? Do we think Jesus can't hear us? Do we think that we need to get a group of committed lobbyists up in heaven so that even if the Lord doesn't want to answer our prayers, he'll get so tired of being accosted by all these folks hassling him on our behalf that he'll just break down and give us what we want? That doesn't sound right, does it? But then, why do we invoke Mary and the saints? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Praying to Mary and the saints isn't about twisting God's arm or leading a popular revolt till he says, okay, fine. It's about respecting the family structure of salvation that God has established. God comes to us through other people, primarily through holy people. Think how effectively and widely God came to people through the lives of John Paul II or Mother Teresa. So it makes sense that we should go to God through other people, primarily through holy people. And the primary saint through whom Jesus comes to us is Mary. He actually literally came to us through Mary. St. Pius X said, God could have given us the Redeemer of the human race and the founder of our faith in any other way than through the Virgin. But since divine providence has been pleased that we should have the God-man through Mary, who receive Jesus only through the hands of Mary. And St. Louis de Montfort wrote, it is through the Blessed Virgin Mary that Jesus Christ came into the world, and it is also through her that he must reign in the world. So it makes sense that we would go to him through Mary, and the wedding of Cana is where Jesus showed us once and for all that he will be generous to us if Mary asks him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. It is amazing when you really think about what happened at the wedding of Cana. John chapter 2 tells us, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee. The mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited. St. John Paul II said that at the beginning of the account, John tells us that the mother of Jesus was there, and as if to suggest that her presence was the reason that the couple invited Jesus and the apostles, he adds, Jesus also was invited to the marriage with his disciples. It's a striking small detail, but it was because the couple was wise enough to invite Mary that they encountered Jesus and the apostles. So, if we want Jesus to come into our lives, the saints tell us the first step, invite Mary in. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. John tells us that when the wine failed, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. And Jesus said to her, O woman, what has this to do with me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, Do whatever he tells you. Now 6 stone water jars were standing there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, Fill the jars with water. And they filled them to the brim. He said to them, Now draw out some and take it to the steward of the feast. So they did. When the steward of the feast tasted the water now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants knew, he said to Jesus, Every man serves good wine first, and when men have drunk freely, then they serve the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now. And this, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Now notice, Jesus had no intention of doing anything to help. In fact, he says, Why turn to me? Jesus waited until Mary asked him before performing this miracle. And then Jesus gave an excessive response. There were 6 stone water jars there that contained up to 30 gallons each. That's 180 gallons of the best wine. And do you know how many bottles of wine are in 180 gallons? 900. 900 bottles of wine at the end of the feast. So, do you want to receive Jesus in an exceptionally excessive way? Then go to Mary and ask her to intercede for you now. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Asking Mary to be our advocate isn't something brand new in the church. An early form of the memorare goes back to the very beginning of the church, and it was called the sub tuum praesidium, under your protection. It goes like this. We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our petitions in our necessities, but deliver us from all danger, O ever glorious and blessed Virgin. The couple at Cana ran out of wine and needed a miracle to help them. We may need a miracle in our own lives. A son or daughter who's fallen away from the church, a loved one who is terminally ill, addictions, lost jobs, overwhelming anxieties. We probably all need a miracle in one way or another. So just do what the couple at Cana did. Invite Mary into your life and then ask her to intercede and gain the miracle you need. A great way to do this is what we call the flying novena. It's to pray 10 memoraries. The memorare goes like this. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. When you or someone you know needs a miracle, pray the memorare. Actually, pray the flying novena, 10 memorares. Because never was it known that anyone who prayed this was left unaided. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what did that meditation make you think about?
Well, you know, we were, before we started to pray the rosary, I was sharing with you that there are probably 5 or 6 or 50 things in my life that I can't solve, I can't figure out, mm-hmm. I can't fix. And I can tend to get really discouraged because I can't solve them. Yeah. I can't make them work or make them happen. And I really started the rosary quite down. But it really struck me at the end that my resolution has to be that the moment I recognize that I'm overwhelmed or frustrated or down about these things, I'm going to pray a memorare.
Yeah. Isn't that such a simple resolution? There's literally nothing else you can do.
Exactly.
There's one thing that you can always do.
But I can climb into the arms of Our Lady and say, hey, you got to do this for me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to climb into the arms of Our Lady by praying the memorare and then say, you got to do it.
Yeah. Especially when everything feels so useless. You might as well do the one thing that's easy to do and always useful.
Always useful.
Even if it doesn't change all the circumstances, I'm more than well aware of the fact that when I'm not feeling it and I pray a rosary, at least my feelings change.
Yeah, no matter what. Because, and this is the whole point. This is what we're, through this series on prayer, through this series on meditation, what we're trying to drill into ourselves and drag everyone else along is that the purpose of prayer isn't to change external situations. The purpose of meditation is that we change.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, maybe God has left unsolvable things in my life so that I learn to rely on Him and not myself. What were you reflecting on?
I'll need a moment to recollect my thoughts again now. I was thinking about what this kind of prayer implies about God, because I think we have this idea that prayer is like a button that you press for free stuff. Like, I press the button. I don't need to do anything else. Why would I pray to someone else if I just give God my instructions and then He does as He's told? Quite literally. When we're saying that saints are besides the point, that's what we're saying. That it's just an action done for a reward. And at the end of the day, there's an aspect of prayer that is relational. And God, it says something about the point of this world in its own right, that we are here to build relationship with others, to love others, to build relationship with God and His saints. And prayer isn't just, who can I annoy to get that thing?
Yeah.
The beauty of my relationship with Saint Jude is that it has been strengthened by prayer, but I haven't just, you know, found a lot of lost items or something. I've built a relationship with Saint Jude.
Yeah.
And that does strengthen my relationship with God. So I was just thinking about that. I think it's a beautiful, it's not just a side effect. It's
and that's what we're after. What we're after is the relationship with God. And because that's what heaven is. Heaven is a union with God, and it's the communion of the saints, which just means heaven is friendship with God and friendship with the angels and saints.
Mm-hmm.
So we should make friends with them now.
Yeah.
Then we really will be friends with them in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. Well, thanks for the conversation. So what was your resolution?
I think I want to change how I pray, and I think I hadn't asked St. Jude for his help in a while, and I had more recently, and because of this, I stopped and took a moment to be more grateful to him, and I think I need to hang out with St. Jude more again.
So that's your resolution? Mm-hmm. Renew your relationship with Jude? That's good. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.